How you gone? That's right, man. It's NBA Strayer. It's Wednesday, February 7. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, one half of the Jurong Guys NBA podcast. That's right, man. I'm here, currently in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, repping Strayer, talking NBA junk. That's right, man. NBA Strayer, your favorite daily NBA podcast. Why not? That's right, man. We're here in the US making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who, of course, is doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. So we've got a fun-ass NBA night to talk about. I'm a little bit dusty because I went to see the Nets play Houston in Brooklyn, and holy moly, did we put away some cans. There's all the usual dumbassery today, though. Yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball. Unpopular opinion of the day, and as we do every show, we check in on every Australian NBA player, see how they're going. And it's Wednesday, so we have our Mark Brodkey, Sweaty White Guy of the Week, and a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. And of course, we'll preview all the games for tonight. There's a couple of good ones, I'll tell you. Oh, geez. And we'll finish up with a brand new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Because why wouldn't we? That's awesome. All right, let's get to it. NBA Australia, let's go right after this.
Oh, kia ora, Brews. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Strayer, eh? Cheer, Brew.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
You better, because it is the daily whip around. Let's get into it. This is where we whip around the NBA, recap all the previous day's proceedings, drop any news that's fit to talk about, and it's the trade deadline. It's tomorrow. Some shit's going to definitely go down before tomorrow's show, hopefully, because at the moment, the big news is that the Hawks have made Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova available. Yeah, no shit. But the big news from yesterday, oh, jeez, what do you reckon? Yeah, it's an absolute Barry Crocker. Kristaps Porzingis is done for the year with an ACL tear. Fuck! God damn it, why can't we have nice things? That's all I ask. Fucking Zinger comes down weird on top of Giannis Antetokounmpo and, like, after dunking on him, lands on his ankle, basically, and Kristaps, the knee. It just goes bang. No dice. Fucking hell. So the Latvian gangbanger is done for the year. But as we'll outline later in the show, it might not be such a bad thing right now for the Knicks. So we'll talk about that. Let's get to the game wraps. It was a big night in the NBA last night, so let's do it. Oh shit, how is this for a fucking opening game of the night? Cavs lose to the Magic 116-98. Alright, sure. That's weird, because the Magic are shit, and the Cavs, you know, presumably are good. But, no, fuck that. Cavs led by 21, and the lost absolute fucking implosion in the fourth quarter here. The Cavs scored 9 points. 9! 9 of them in the last frame. That was it. They lost. So many layups. Absolute fucking shocker. Jonathan Simmons has a career high. 34 fucking points. Unbelievable. So, I'd be all like, oh shit, you better fire Ty Lue. Thing is, Ty Lue wasn't there. He was like, oh, guys, I better chuck a sickie, eh? Like, I just don't feel too good, bro. And everyone's like, yeah, I'd be sick of LeBron shit as well, Ty. Larry Drew took over because Ty was sick, and he was obviously sick of being LeBron's bitch. So you can't really go, all right, that's Ty Lue's fault because he wasn't there. So I don't know what to tell you. LeBron is the only good Cav. 25 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 turnovers though for the King, I guess. But absolute Barry fucking Crocker. How do you let that happen? Isaiah Thomas shoots 3 of 13 for 11 fucking points. 1 of 6 from 3. Absolute fucking shit show. And yeah, the Cavs just fucking fell apart. I don't know. I'd be fucking trading everybody on this horrible, horrible, horrible fucking team. What the fuck is up with Jay Crowder? How is he so shit? 2 points, 2 rebounds. Get him out of Boston. Falls apart. I don't know, man. All right, speaking of Boston, let's talk about them. They fell apart as well against Toronto. They lose 111-91 in Toronto. Get smashed. The number one seed getting smashed by the second seed in the East. Unbelievable. Kyrie came back, but was shit. 17 points, 3 assists. And the Raptors just ran them out of their building. Their fucking bench had 30 points in the first half. Friggin' believable, mate. Unbelievable. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. I'll tell you what. Oh, looks like we've actually got a bit of breaking news. The Knicks are finalizing a deal to send center Willie Hernangómez to Charlotte. That's fucking dumb. What are you doing, the Knicks? You just lost the zinger. Why would you fucking do this? Stop being stupid, Knicks. Jesus, that's all I ask. Just don't be fucking morons. But, you know, Knicks going Knicks. Anyway, so back to the Raptors. Celtics, the Raps bench ends up with an absolute fucking corker of a stat line. That is 59 points off the bench. Fucking hell. Not bad. Not bad, Toronto. Boston, yeah, just not great. Don't know what to tell you there. As mentioned, 17 for Kyrie. We'll talk about Bangers Banes later. Terry Rose, he kept up his strong play. He had 18 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. But Boston just got fucking... they're like asses kicked. They were like down 27. They were down 20 at the fucking half. Just no good, mate. Just no good. Anyway, Boston hanging on to, I believe, that number one seed at the moment, aren't they? Jesus, what do you reckon? Just two games up in the win column over Toronto. So that's one game. There you go. They've obviously just dropped one head-to-head. So how about the Rockets-Nets, the game that I went to? Oh, Rockets win 123 in Brooklyn, 113. Up by 10, but this got, I don't know, close a couple of times. Brooklyn got up, actually, by 4 in the third quarter, and then Gerald Green happened. Oh, Jesus, you don't want Gerald Green to happen. It takes a lot of ointment to get out of, I'll tell you that much. Oh, Jesus. But anyway, James Harden, absolute fucking corker in person. Very fun game. The Rockets, man, they look fucking unreal. They scored 123 points with, like, barely breaking a fucking sweat. Clint Capela looks incredible in the post. He's actually got fucking post moves as well. He goes 18 points, 11 rebounds. Just looks fucking unreal, dude. He also had 4 blocks. I reckon he fucking blocks Joe Harris like twice on one play as well. It was unbelievable. Gerald Green had 16, but obviously James Harden dropping threes in everyone's face. Has 36 points, 5 assists. Absolute killer. And Chris Paul backs up with 25 points, 7 rebounds and 5 assists. Unreal. Chris Paul, 4 of 8 from 3, 9-15 overall. He was just fucking killer, man. Just watching him in person, just the confidence, the swagger. And he's like, I'm probably the best player out here. And then James Harden does some shit and Chris Paul's like, fuck, man, this guy is good. And that was the best part about actually going to this and having fairly good seats, so you can actually sort of see what the fuck's going on. They just really like playing with each other, through James Harden and Chris Paul, which is kind of like, oh, shit, I did not expect that at the start of the year. I was very much like of the, oh, there's only one ball, mate. What are they going to do? Fucking Jews. Oh, rah, rah, rah. And then, nah. Turns out they're fucking wicked together. There you go. For Brooklyn, Spencer, Steph Curry, Dinwiddie out there just dropping bombs. He had 18 points, 9 assists. Pretty good. Jared Allen out there smashing as well, the rookie. Love him. He's fucking awesome as Jared Allen. 16 points. Looks incredible with the fro. Jahlil Okafor had 15 and 6. D'Angelo Russell had a rough shooting night. 10 points on 12 shots. But what are you going to do? I don't know. Sweet baby Karras. Oh, sweet baby Karras. I love him. He got laid the fuck out by that fucking flog Nene as well. Set this horrible moving screen. Blindsided my poor sweet baby Karras LeVert with a blindside block that was a dog move, I'll tell you that much. Fuck you, Nene, you piece of shit. Anyway, moving on. That was a good game. The Rockets, man. You turn around and they'll drop 40 in a fucking quarter on you, like, without thinking about it. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let's move on. Grizzlies at Hawks. Oh, fuck that game. 108, the Hawks win to 82. Ugh, it's a lot of Mario Chalmers in this game, I'll tell you that much. And no one needs that in 2018. Fuck, no one needed that in 2013. He has 15. German Rondo, Dennis Schröder, has a nice through-the-legs pass. A couple of other nice little highlights. A couple of alley-oops to John Collins. Schröder ends up with 22 points, 5 assists. Taurine, the Red Bull Prince out there dunking on everybody. Man, the Hawks got up 31 on the Grizz. Unbelievable. And the old tall fucking cocktail over there, John Collins, 15 and 10. Smashing the rookie. I love him. He is so fucking athletic. It's terrifying. Anyway, so there you go. Hawks at Grizz. That's two of the fucking bottom feeders for you. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. Gross. Bucks at Knicks. Oh, Milwaukee without Dele. Their fucking talisman. Outback Jesus. Where is he? Oh, he's hurt, bro. This fucking sucks. Bucks still win 103-89. And then obviously the Knicks. The zinger goes down. It was 19-14, I think, in the first quarter. Lands on Giannis after dunking on him. The MRI is like, yep, nah, torn ACL, see ya, won't see you for another 12 months, Zinger. Gross. And I was like, you know, everyone's hoping the best. He's like, oh, he's walking under his own power to the MRI and shit. And then everyone's like, yeah, dude, that doesn't matter. You can walk in a street, you can even run on a fucking torn ACL in a straight line. It's just like moving side to side and your leg will fall off. One of the more sad points for the fucking Knicks fans were like GM Steve Harris, or President Steve Harris and GM Scott Lady. Is that fucking right? They're like hanging out, watching the game, and just their fucking faces after he got chaired off. Not good, not good. So anyway, Greg Freak still has a fucking really good game. Has 23 points, 11 rebounds, dunked over Tim Hardaway. Put his man Greeky balls on Tim Hardaway. Just placed them on him. And was like, oh yeah, I just jumped over you and dunked over the top of you. And everyone's like, ah, oh, fuck. Yeah, it's pretty good. Bledsoe and Middleton look good as well. Cantor had 19 and 16 for the Knicks. They're now on a 4-game losing streak. We'll talk about that later. Wiz go into Philly and lose against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia 76ers, 115-102. Wiz blow their 5-game winning streak. Sixers out there just like fucking shredding for Philly. Big Simo, 15-6-8 through a fucking couple of very picture-perfect passes. Sixers got up big in this one. The Wiz pulled all the way back to 7, but couldn't get over the hump. Joel Embiid went crazy at 27 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks, and hit 3 of 7 from 3. Joel. Watching this in the pub with a bunch of other people, like, fucking hell. Simo and Embiid are unstoppable. Embiid just, like, fucking took over and just, like, I went, oh, okay, guys, I've got this. We'll win now, okay? The big highlight game of the night, Thunder go into Golden State and fucking pants the Warriors, 125-105. A 25-point beatdown. Unbelievable, mate. Un-fucking-believable. Ooh. So the 4-game losing streak of the Thunder goes by the wayside. The coward Kevin Durant has 33, but the Warriors, absolute shit show. Draymond gets fucking elbowed in the head by Rusty. But he was also elbowing Rusty in the head as Rusty was trying to put in a layup. Draymond got a tech after yelling about that and then got tossed because he got another technical. So that's 13 for the year for Draymond. Remember, 16 is the limit for suspensions. Fucking right there, Draymond, right there. The rest of the Warriors were shithouse after the coward got his 33. Clay had 12. Steph with 21. Nothing else anywhere else. David West is like elbowing motherfuckers in the back of the head as well. He like laid out two pats as he was going past him. Paul George had 38 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, an amazing game, 6 steals, dunked on Zaza, dunked him back to fucking Georgia, did Paul George. 34-99 for Rusty. But this was an absolute fucking corker. Fucking between Rusty and Paul George dunking on everybody, there was just no hope for the Warriors. So we'll talk about that in a second as well. Final game of the night, Suns lose to the Lakers, 112-93. Lakers' second best record in 2018. That's unbelievable. No Devin Booker for the Suns, no hope. TJ Warren with 24-6. Their rookie Josh Jackson, 16-10. Not bad. But Brandon Ingram had 26 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and shot 9 of 12. Unbelievable. And Kuz. Kyle Kuzma dunked the Lakers to the win with 16 points. That's probably on 8 dunks as well, Kuz. Holy shit, he was unreal. Not bad. So that was a fun fucking night, apart from the zinger going out, huh? Absolutely fucking rough one. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's a knife.
Fucking A, it is Paul George and Rusty Westbrook. Danger Rusty. Yeah, mate. Combined for 74 points and beat the fucking Warriors, man. Holy shit. So do you reckon there's a blueprint there for giving OKC a little bit of playoff hope? Because you realize that, Russell and fucking Paul George, when they're like hitting shots, are fucking unreal. Oh yeah, and I fucking didn't even mention that, but Carmelo went out in the first quarter of this, sprained his ankle, and then, all right, Rusty and Paul George are like, oh, wait a second, hang on, we're fucking good, oh shit, let's smash him. So they fucking did. So, I don't know, what do you reckon, can the Thunder get through to the second round of the old playoffs and like maybe give the Warriors a bit of a scare? I don't fucking know. And after watching the Rockets last night, I reckon the Rockets might beat the fucking Warriors. I'll tell you that much. So, Thunder, I love it. I love them actually showing up for a big game, especially on a fucking losing streak and pantsing the Warriors. That's sick. Good job, Paul George and Rusty. That's a fucking knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Oh, mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? Well, this would be Tim Hardaway Jr. in New York City, man. Oh, Tim Hardaway, you can't have another man's ghoulies in your gob in front of everyone at Madison Square Garden like that. Dude, you can't bounce back from that quick either. That's like months of therapy, my man. No one will ever let him forget that as well. It's like, oh shit, Tim Hardaway Jr. That's right. The guy had the Greek dude's balls in his fucking face. How does that feel? Yeah, that's not going to be engendering too much civic pride there, Tim Hardaway Jr. So you are, oh mate, no mates today for getting fucking jumped over by the Greek freak. All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
They made it to the pros and hasn't done shit because he's been fucking injured. Oh, this is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. Man, this is a lot better when Lonzo Ball's actually playing, but it is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And I'll tell you what, it was a fucking Laker teammate of Lonzo Ball, and it wasn't even Kyle Kuzma. The Kuz, it was Josh fucking Hart, kid. Oh, dude, Josh Hart. Did you see that guy, dude? 15 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, goes 3 of 4 from 3. Holy shit. The 30th overall pick of last year's NBA draft, 28 spots behind Lonzo. Unfucking real, Josh Hart. How is his streak? He goes 15 points, 14 rebounds at Brooklyn. 14 points, 11 rebounds at OKC. And then last night, 15 and 11 versus Phoenix to go with 3 assists. Holy fucking shit. Josh Hart. Man, the fucking Lakers. How's that with fucking Kuzma and Hart? What's that? Pick 27 and pick 30. Lonzo, the number 2 pick, he's sitting out and the Lakers are fucking smashing. Jesus. All they need is LeBron. What do you reckon? All right. Hopefully Lonzo will be back soon. He's on the road trip. Oh, no, he's back. They're back at home now. So hopefully Lonzo will be back. Hopefully soon. That's, you know, Lonzo Ball, the better than Lonzo Ball is much better when he's actually around. All right. We'll be back with the Yeah Nahs right after these words.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
Yeah, you are. All right, we're back. NBA Australia, it's time for Yeah Nahs. We take 3 NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. So let's do it. Number 1, now that Porzingis is done for the year, will the Knicks tank harder than the tankiest tank that ever tanked?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, of fucking course. And it's actually kind of smart, isn't it? Because like, even though Frankie smokes over there, he looks really good. We get that. But he's not like the shot in the arm sure thing that like Donovan Mitchell or even like De'Aaron Fox or even maybe Dennis Smith Jr. is. So it's pretty clear that the Knicks like need one more high level talent, right? To put next to the Zinger, to put next to Frankie Smokes. They're paying Tim Hardaway all this money even though he got balls on his face last night. The thing is, this is the best way to get to another high lottery pick and like some more of that high level talent. So while they're only fucking 3 games out of the playoffs right now, that's more about how bad the Eastern Conference is, because they're only 5.5 games back from having the worst record in the league. Tank, Knicks, tank, tank, Knicks, tank, tank, Knicks, tank. Do it. Come on. Let's get it. Let's get on this fucking tank horse and ride it into the sunset. Shit, man. Just imagine the Knicks have Frankie Smokes, like one of the high-level DeAndre Ayton, Trey Young, fucking any of the good guards, and you're laughing, Knicks. That's what you're doing. And how's that, though? Only 3 games out of the playoffs, but only 5.5 games out of being the worst in the league. Unreal. All right, Knicks, let's get on the tank horse. Number 2, should the NBA expand the schedule and cut games?
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Yes, they fucking should. So I've just seen a rash of injuries in, like, the last month, right? So throughout the first half of the season, basically, we were like, oh shit, we're doing okay. And then comes like the slog of the season, and then the fatigue sets in. Dudes don't get enough recovery time, and then bam, injuries. This is what happens, man. It comes down to fatigue and the fact that these guys don't get to practice, don't get enough time to recover between games, don't get enough rest. That leads to fatigue and injuries, and that leads to shittier games and more stars getting hurt, and then less interesting games. It's a vicious cycle. So the solution, cut the schedule to like 66 games, maybe 70, spread it out even further over another 2-3 weeks of the year. Like, I don't give a fuck that it started earlier in October. Just fucking do it, mate. Away we go. Make it a little bit better. Jesus. You can't have dudes going out like this. That's fucking, it's unbelievable. Between DeMarcus fucking Cousins, the zinger. Shit, man, the NBA's like, oh, fuck. Do we have anyone, like, interesting on some of these teams left? And, like, the answer is no. Marc Gasol is not fucking interesting. Marc Gasol and Mike Conley are kind of interesting. Mike Conley, hurt, couldn't get back. That's what happens. What the fuck's going on, Kawhi Leonard? No one fucking knows. It's brutal, man. All right, number three. Did the NBA fuck up by moving the trade deadline earlier?
Yeah,
of course they did. So fucking hard, man. This sucks. Everyone's too scared to do anything because half the league are fighting like for either playoff spots or figuring out if they should be fighting for a playoff spot or tanking. And then it's by February fucking 8. Who knows? It's too fucking early. Just make it the week after All-Star break. That way everybody gets to go to like hang out together, fucking smash cans, chill out. I mean, you know, get a fucking couple of tins in you, agree to a couple of sketchy trades. That's how it should fucking be. How dumb is this that you don't get everybody together like you do during the All-Star break? Everyone's like hanging out, talking shit. They're watching games. They're just like all these fun back rooms. Just like, oh shit, we should take a meeting with these guys and hash some shit out. And then talk about some trade shit as well. Instead, you move it a week fucking earlier? That's so fucking dumb, man. Everyone knows that trades drive interest because it's like the unknown, it's potential. So when you fuck up the trades in the trade deadline NBA, you've done fucked up. Move it after the All-Star break. That way, how much more excitement do you get to build throughout the All-Star break if like the trade deadline's a week after? Everybody still gets their fucking holidays. Everybody still gets their break. But all the way through All-Star, we get to fucking go, oh, how good is the All-Star game, bro? This is sick. Oh, shit. Also, maybe they should trade for this fucking guy. Come on, just make it a week later. That is so fucking dumb. I don't know what the NBA is doing this year without fucking the stupid trade deadline, the fucking not showing the NBA All-Star draft. What the fuck y'all doing? Ooh, getting heated. Bit dusty, bit heated. What do you reckon? All right, let's get to the unpopular opinion of the day. I think the Porzingis injury will actually work out great for the Knicks. I mean, they were slightly too good with the old Extreme Zinger Burger. Extreme Zinger Meal. And now this gives them a chance to be really, 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 really bad, add a fucking high-level talent, push them even higher, like in a year or two. Like, what were they going to top out with just the Zinger and Frankie Smokes? Like, basically what they are this year and a slightly better? Like, who the fuck are you signing that puts you over the top there, Knicks? No one. Now you get to fucking roll in, get an awesome sort of like draft prospect or something. And, you know, just see how it goes. Just fucking roll with it, bro. It's fucking awesome. That's good shit. So, yeah, I don't know. It's fucking, it's weird. It's a bit shit. It obviously fucking sucks. But, I mean, for the Knicks, if you can like just roll in and go, all right, man. So we get a top three pick. Maybe we get fucking Marvin Bagley. Maybe we get Michael Porter Jr. Maybe we get fucking really lucky and we get Luka Doncic. Holy shit, could you imagine Doncic and fucking like the Zinger? Dude, unreal. Anyway, so there you go. Tank, Knicks, tank. It's the old David Robertson, Tim Duncan tank trick. I love it. Just do it. He's out. It just sucks that he's got an ACL injury. Yeah, but hopefully he's got all that super Soviet fucking leftover blood spinning shit going through his veins. He's like a fucking super soldier. He'll be back. He'll be fine. Hopefully he can shoot. He'll be fine. But there you go. Tank, Knicks, tank. Tank, Knicks, tank. All right, let's get to it's the Wednesday edition of the Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week. Oh! Love the Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week. It's good. All right, in honor of him hitting 50,000 NBA minutes, it's got to be the Handsome Hun, the Rampage in German, the best worst burger ever, Dirk Moeffen Nowitzki. I love Dirk way too much. I'm watching him drag like that fucking 40-year-old body out there up and down. You know, it's got a top speed set to zombie. It's tough, but he's still the fucking best. I love him. Boy, howdy did he get fucking sweaty as well. Remember those playoff games? Like, they used to have like those mop boys basically follow him up and down the court just because of that copious German juice that he was fucking like excreting. Oh man, it looked especially bad because he had all that shaggy hair and the beard. because, you know, it gets all stringy and stuck together. There's like no gleaming, glistening, bald pate to gaze upon there, like with Ray Allen or someone. You go, oh, he just looks a bit shiny. Nope, with German juice over there, it's like fucking just, oh, fuck. Who covered that poor bastard with all the hair and Gatorade? Anyway, welcome to yet another hallowed hall, Dirk Nowitzki. You are the Mark Brankey Sweaty White Guy of the Week, and you have joined the Hall of Fame. Anya, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after this one.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Oh, yes, you are. It's NBA Straya. It's Australian Player Watch. Let's get to it. Let's go through everybody. See how they're doing. Ben Simmons win over the Wiz last night. He had 15 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, and looked amazing. He was everywhere. He's a fucking menace, man. Everybody in the pub watching him were just like, oh, shit, this guy's fucking good. And yeah, he is. 5 turnovers as well, though, but I don't know. You're the fucking point guard. That's what happens sometimes. On your big Simo, great game. Patty Mills, oh, he plays Phoenix tonight. Nice one. Jingle and Joe Ingles, they play the Jazz, play the Grizz tonight. See how the jingler goes with his hot streak. Out there smashing, mate. Maybe put up 40. Dally, he's out. 3 to 4 weeks, that fucking sucks. But Thon McCur, win over the Knicks last night, 22 minutes. He's old Dally's teammate over there. 22 minutes, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks and a steal. Pretty fucking good by Thon, not bad. Last 3 games, he's shooting 55% from the field and 30% from 3 as well. On you, Thon, not bad. How about Bangers Baines? Aaron Baines, hey, Bainesy! Lost to the Raps for the Celtics last night. Bangers had 20 minutes, had 6 points on 3 of 8 from the field. Had one amazing alley-oop thrown to him by Kyrie in the first quarter, though. It was a fucking smash, bro! Fucking A. 8 rebounds as well for Bangers, 1 assist, not bad. The Celtics now drop to 27-12 when Baines starts. That's a rough one, I'll tell you. Andrew Bogut, no team yet. Sitting on the couch, fucking around on Twitter, getting paid. An inspiration for the children. How about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yep, but he's coming back after the All-Star break, hopefully. Hopefully with no setbacks. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie Irving came back last night against Toronto, had 17-3. Not bad, not bad. Come on, Kyrie, you got to jump up that fucking scoring, mate. Papa needs some new shoes. All right, it's Wednesday, so let's get to a great moment in NBA Straya stat history. And it's going to be a Dally one in honor of him being hurt. And so I don't get to see our sweet prince for another month on the court. How about we go back 3 years ago, February 2015. Oh, Dally, in only your second year, you're just a tassel-headed little kid from Maryborough, Victoria. A couple of green demons in him. Out there smashing. Oh, he's 12th ever NBA start. He kicked more ass than Plugger Lockett, streaking out of the pocket for St. Kilda. 14 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists for Dally. Unfucking real. How good was he though? This was like, he had a couple of turnovers, so it actually made it only like his 10th best game of the year. How's that? 14 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Dally leading from the front for a big win for Cleveland. Unreal. Good job, Dally! And that is a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. Alright, so let's do it. We'll be back in just a second for the game previews and the Patty Mills game day baller, game day inspiration board. Let's do it right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, Brew, and you're listening to NBA Stream, Cheer, Brew.
Yeah, let's do it. NBA Stream. Let's get to the Patty Mills inspiration board. Patty Mills tweeted out, he retweeted the Spurs, saying, we love this city and we love this community and we're doing our best to take care of it. Coach Pop. Aw, isn't that nice, Patty? Good job. And he also tweeted out, game day, baller, game day. Hashtag at Phoenix, hashtag go Spurs go. Inspiring stuff from the little guy. Not bad, let's get to the game previews. Game previews for Wednesday. Tonight, February 7th, let's do it. Nets at Pistons. Just saw the Nets. They're going to get their asses kicked. It's the Blake era Pistons going for 5 straight. They haven't lost for Blake Griffin. Will they ever lose? I don't know. Probably not. Spencer Dinwiddie, revenge game. Maybe. Spencer Dinwiddie, actually, you know, drafted by the Pistons. Given up on by the Pistons. Watch him drop 40. Nah, probably not. It's a back-to-back. They flew out last night. It's going to be brutal. for the fucking Nets, so that'll be a loss. So give me the Pistons in that one. Rockets at Heat. Oh, the Rockets obviously on a back-to-back as well. Ooh, CP3 and Harden. I reckon they'll be in a bit of a rush to get out the door and into that South Beach club, baby. Thing is, the Heat have lost four straight, and it's at a bad time as well. They were almost the 3 seed last week had they beaten the Cavs, and now they're sitting in 7th. Jesus Christ. It's a rough one, but give me the Heat. I reckon they win this one against the Rockets. I think the Rockets will just be a little bit scattered, have a bad shooting night, and the Heat win. Wolves at Cavs. Oh my God, the Cavs fucking shit the bed against Orlando. And now they have to fucking face the Timberwolves on a back-to-back. Jesus, Cavs are a 4-point underdog at home. This is only the 6th time in the last 10 years LeBron James has been an underdog at home. Unbelievable. So, with all that said, watch them randomly win this game. It's definitely what's going to happen, right? Definitely. Nice one. So, Wolves at Cavs. I reckon the Cavs win that. Jazz at Grizz. Oh, the jingler. Grizz on a back-to-back as well. Fucking hell, that's going to be a shit show. Jazz will smash them on their way to, what is that? Fucking 6th straight? Jesus Christ. Not bad, mate. Not bad. Let's go, Jazz. You're going to do it. Oh, yeah. I believe in you. Yeah, this 6th straight for the Jazz, so this will be 7. Because the Grizz are fucking horrible, mate. Horrible. Pacers at Pelicans. Victor Oladipo versus Jrue Holiday. Miles Turner versus Anthony Davis. That'll be fun. Hopefully Oladipo actually plays. He set out the last game. Give me the Pelicans, though, at home. I reckon they turn it around finally and beat the Pacers. And then finally, Spurs at Suns. Oh, mate, the Suns are on a back-to-back. Spurs will crush them like a grape. So there you go, Pelicans. Yeah, they win. Spurs win as well. And you know what? That is fucking it for today. We did the damn thing. That's been NBA Australia. Bit dusty, bit late. There was a fuck ton of construction out the front of the house today, so it was loud as shit. So I figured we'd go a little bit later, let this hangover run its course, and also get the fucking beeping trucks not in the background. Nice one. So that's been NBA Australia for today. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You know how to do it. NBA Australia Never Forget every day on Facebook. It's a fucking corker. Aaron Bangers Baines yesterday. That was a smashing one too. And make sure you're subscribed to NBA Australia on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a nice rating and review. Come on. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band though, House Hats. Absolutely fucking corkers they are. New single, Stop. It's rad. Go request it on Triple J right now. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green, 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 Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. NBA Australia, it's all Australian bands. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. And that's it, man. Stick around for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And we'll be back tomorrow. This is NBA Australia. We'll see you tomorrow. Later, Hosen. All right, welcome back to my new weekly show called Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Look, as we do every week, there's all these blue-haired, soy latte-drinking SJW snowflake feminists out there. And someone needs to speak like the real truth. And like, that's what Bogey he does, mate. And I speak the truth. And if you don't like my opinions, look, you can just go get stuffed, eh? And look, because I don't have a job at the moment, I've got even more time to spend correcting idiots on Twitter. Total win. I love it. All right, so let's get to it for today. All right, so I'm just on my Twitter. Oh, look at this guy. There we go. I better retweet. At the Monster Dome, he says, guess who wrote about I'm a Celebrity without mentioning mundane? Someone at Peter Fitz has frequently written about. Better retweet that one. Out it goes. Nice one, Bogey. Oh, Jingler Joe Ingles, my mate from Australia. He says, end the thing on TV today. I better retweet that as well. That's funny. It's the Super Bowl. Okay, my buddy Ethan Strauss, he says, random, but I don't think the gulf between opinions I hear from friends and family and media, Twitter consensus has ever been bigger on many different issues. I keep expecting a correction and not seeing one. It's a big gulf, mate. I better retweet that. Nice one. Good job, Bogey. Good job. Speaking truth. Okay, this guy, Thomas Sowell, he says an amazing quote.
Too many journalists see their work as an opportunity to promote their own pet political notions, rather than a responsibility to inform the public and let their readers and viewers decide for themselves. Oh, that is so important. I am retweeting that now. Nice one, Buggy. All right. So this guy, he says, David James, he says, Utah's favorite Aussie was fourth in the NBA last season and is third this season. So the NBA should get Jingle and Joe Ingles into the All-Star three-point shootout. Yeah, of course. And he says, Utah's favorite Aussie. Oh, that's funny. Come on, mate. I went to Utah. So I better respond to this one. Nah. At Joe Ingles 7 is definitely my fave Aussie. Nice one, Pokey. Oh, and then this ticket. Oh, at Sneck Wings, he says, the sarcasm is strong with this tweet. No way. At Joe Ingles is the best thing to come out of Adelaide since the National Highway to Melbourne. Good job, Bogey. That's a funny one. Nice one. Oh, this dickhead over here, he says, you ever been to Adelaide, mate? Oh, you fucking dickhead. Yes, it was a joke. Calm down. Under 12 and under 16 Adelaide Easter tournaments. Jesus, you dickhead. Fucking hell. No one can take a fucking joke. Oh, this guy, Dr. Bonte, he says, typical Prictorian snobbery. Oh, fuck you, dickhead. Smile. It's okay. All these fucking snowflakes, mate. It is bananas. Oh, Jesus. So this guy, Daniel Andrews, he is like the Premier of Victoria. He has said, I reckon the Liberals need to start putting the interests of ordinary Victorians ahead of the interest of organized crime. Emoji. I'll just put that out there. Oh, and then this guy, oh, I better tweet this one out as well. It's Monster Dome again. He says, I can't understand why Victoria has such a huge street crime problem, given its courts have zero tolerance against thugs. And then he has tweeted out a thing about a 17-year-old who kicked a police officer in the face in an unprovoked attack has walked away without convictions. Oh my God. Smack my face emoji. Unbelievable. Okay, you know what? Look, that has been enough. Oh, the world is a rough place at the moment, but Andrew Bogut is here to help out. So, that's all for this week. I've been Andrew Bogut, and this has been Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.